Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson. I want to start off with this little phrase, let wisdom and understanding prevail. I really had to coming after hearing the discussions on the lady with the video. And I want to say that I understand what social justice is all about. But I also understand that more often than not, sometimes we need to think things through before taking action. Now, let's look at the entire scenario, because I notice people are separating the thing. A woman decides to become what I would call a PI for the country and for the COVID response unit using a very simple strategy: record, blame, and shame. Now, we can argue all we want about her intentions, whether they were good or bad, but what we saw in the videos told a story, and it exposed people that we cannot deny. Now, I don't know for sure whether the videos were successful in showing how the COVID protocols are being breached or even implicating the hotel. But I saw a video with people being filmed. I also saw another video where an uncomfortable conversation with law enforcement ensued. So if the mighty Honorable Gabby is going to complain, and if David Denny is going to complain, let us also research the origins of what would have led to that uncomfortable conversation. So you are pointing at the shortcomings, not you personally. People are pointing at the short-sightedness of law enforcement, but they're failing to point fingers at the short-sightedness of this woman. No, it cannot go one-sided. If we are a country and we stand for social justice, we have to be fair and we have to be balanced. You know, so that is my take on this entire thing. Because I will not make an excuse for something where I have seen both videos and I was able to look and make a judgment based on what I saw, not what I heard, or not what I'm assuming. Remember, I said, we don't even know if the video was successful in bringing out the kind of implications and showing the wrongdoings or the breach in the COVID protocols. We don't know. But we saw a video with people and people being filmed, which to my mind is an invasion of one's privacy.
Which is why I made the comment, thanks for your comment, which is why I said to the guy, there's a wrong way to do the right thing, because I hadn't seen either video, but just listening to his explanations, I came to the conclusion that there are parties who may be offended by the actions of the lady, just as how they were offended by the actions of the police and the actions of the guests who, in her opinion, were breaching the protocol. Lessons, I suppose, we need to learn with an open mind. Thanks for the comment. Thank you as well. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey. Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, it is.
Happy New Year to you and your crew. And
thank
all
you,
the
sir.
VOB. I want three items to bring to your attention, and I could probably go off and then listen to you. One, all during this pandemic, and even now, persons with disabilities and the elderly have been treated shabby by financial institutions, government departments, and so forth. We have two government entities, the National Disabilities Unit and the Ministry of Elderly Affairs and Empowerment. None has come out to defend, represent, support anything on behalf of these two entities. That's one. Two, we always like to link crime to poverty and poor people. I would like to put a different spin to it. Let us link crime to prosperity. I remember a commissioner of police on his outgoing speech, and I quote, said that there are heights, people living in the heights and these terraces using their garage as storerooms for crime. That speech being made, I have never heard of any of those heights and terraces being searched by the police. Finally, my third point. I heard you had a discussion with management in Barbados, and it makes me wonder. Now, I would give the University of the West Indies the benefit of the doubt, and I would say, let me say they roll out every 4 years people with management degrees. Yet still, I have not seen a significant increase in the attitude, behavior, and treatment of employees in Barbados. Now, I don't know if these persons implement what they learn, or they have a position and they only care about themselves and the bottom line. But I have not seen no significant increase in the attitudes of persons who hold positions in companies in Barbados. And my final thing, I heard regular Mohamed Nasser speaks about black businesses. I work with you at two hotels. And you can correct me if I'm incorrect. If we have to work with 10 white people, 8, no, no, the 10 will treat you proper. If you got to work with 10 people that are black, you can't guarantee that. And I'm speaking from personal experience. I don't know what has happened to them when they get the permission, the promotion, but they don't be the same person. I will leave you to comment on myself. And I know very well. You know very well what I'm speaking.
And that's why I'm chuckling, right? Because there are a couple of things that I want to say to you. One, there have been occasions, few, but there have been a couple of occasions where Heights and terrorist homes have been in the newspapers, having been raided for various things or substances that have been found. The problem is that after the raid and the publication that's been found, we seldom hear what's happened thereafter. And there are people who then assume that nothing has happened thereafter and therefore go away with the belief that, yep, they raid, but then nothing happens. Or they searched and nothing happened. One. Two, I wonder sometimes, too, if the persons who are trained and who come out with management degrees are actually allowed to manage, or if they end up doing something else. And perhaps we need more human resources practitioners, and less persons who are just trained in financial management, who don't see the human side of what they're doing. The third one that you raised is that, unfortunately, in some organizations, and yes, in the hotels where we worked, I've seen it, where persons are promoted based on things other than their ability to manage people. And they're sometimes asked to manage people, and they can't do so because their only training in managing people is to boss them around. And they do more harm than good. They may be experienced at whatever it is they were doing before. So they may be good cooks, they may be good bartenders, they may be good waiters, they may even be good financial controllers. They could control the books. But when you ask them to manage people, that's a whole different ballgame in the same park. So, yep, unfortunately, that's the case. So here's the problem, though. When you have situations where people who, rather than sitting and listening dispassionately to all sides, immediately take one side or the other based on, I don't know, personal preference, they want to be liked by their bosses, they want to be seen as the font of all knowledge and wisdom, they don't like being challenged, they take an attitude that's counterproductive to assisting with the problem you're trying to solve. So a gentleman calls and says, I can't come to work today, boss. I ain't feeling good. And the response of the person on the line is, you see, he always doing that foolishness. Every Friday before a long weekend, if the Monday is a bank holiday, he's sick. Or if Friday is the bank holiday, I know he ain't coming on Monday. So he lie. So when you have that kind of attitude, and I know you know that from the industry that we're talking about, right? Because we've seen it in the hotel industry big time. People who, and you hear talk around the office, Miss So-and-so ain't coming to work on Wednesday because Thursday is a bank holiday and she off day is Friday, so she want a long weekend, so don't look for her today. So when you have that kind of tension, telling somebody that they're due 5 days or they're due 20 days or, you know, it ain't helping. Because the mindset is, when John call on a Friday to say he's sick, is because Monday is a bank holiday and he want a long weekend. So those prejudices in a workplace only become worse when John become the supervisor or the manager, you know. Because he come back at you with a vengeance. So, I could only suggest how we can fix it. I'm not holding my breath because I don't think we will. As I said, for 2021, I've given up. I just roll in with the punches. And I will engage those who engage me when they do. Thanks for the call, though. Stay safe and take care. We hope for the better in the year ahead. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you said a lot of what I wanted to say with regards to the HR problems or what, not having worked with the industry as well.
Okay.
But one of the things, and like you get frustrated and say you're finished with it. And
I'm done. Yes. But, drop your hand in the air. It ain't good for the blood pressure.
Yeah, it really does. That's why I left the industry. I loved it, but it's not a good place to work.
No.
Because it's really not our business. And I always say that. And I am happy to have heard that clipping that would have played just now, that it was said on January 7th, 1966, that we cannot depend upon tourism because it's not our business. And that's why we're in the position that we're in today, in every scenario, what's happening in the island. But one of the things I want to say about the clipping with the police officer and whatnot, I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, yes, like you said, there's a wrong way to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. But because we are having those clippings, especially of recent past, where we were told, if you see it, expose
see
it or something like that.
Mm-hmm. You see
right.
It, say it. Yeah.
You actually
see something, say something, yeah. Mm.
Yes, right. So when you say that to me, the average person who thinks that to see people out like that, my life is in jeopardy, somebody would do what that person is doing. And I give her a props because I know a Beijing wouldn't really do it. That's the truth. We are too timid. But like you said, there's a right way to do the wrong thing or a wrong way to,
a
do,
wrong
the right
way to
thing.
Do the right thing. Yeah. Right. I don't think there's a right way to do the wrong thing, but I know for sure there's a wrong way to do the right thing.
Right. But for me, Mr. Johnson, mm-hmm. having watched the clipping with the police officer, it was very disheartening because that lady asked that particular one who told her to move and keep moving on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
She asked him his number and his name and he refused. And he's not allowed to do that. So if you come on the day after and you are saying to the vendor, because I thought it was that she was being moved for vending until I heard then the hotel responded.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are saying to that vendor or whoever that person was, you have now attended to the problem and you are saying to her, you know, the person don't want you because of X, Y, Z. And because she is like, she has established that she understands law to a certain extent or her right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the right not to tell her your badge number nor your name. He was rude. He looked away like, you can't be talking to me. And then he started to say, I'm telling you, you see down there, whatever. Mm-hmm. That is wrong. So you can't be a lawman and do things like that either. But because of all these things that are happening, you're hearing all these different things, you would have people doing these things that are out of place or out of order. We need to have some kind of national order or semblance in the country at this time. There mm-hmm. are people who are fearful,
yep.
mentally, physically. There's so much things going on, Mr. Johnson, that it needs to be dealt with. And if you're hearing from too many different persons, then you're confused.
Mm-hmm.
If we hear from the horse's mouth, like we like to say, and we hear direct and truthful, you wouldn't have to be this confused. Because the hotel is going to say, yes, oh, this, that. But we were told initially that they're not supposed to be with those red bands.
Mm-hmm.
And that was even further confirmed after this outbreak.
Right.
So why are you so far down to the water by the beach and everything? But the whole thing has to be looked at in total perspective. But for me, I wouldn't give either of them right or wrong. But the law must be able to set an example. And I am pleased for that lady, for what she's doing for us. It might not be the right way. But I am pleased because this is a very frightening situation in Barbados. And I said to people, before this happened, when I heard about this welcome staff and this tourism thing, I always told people, I had a friend of mine, she was happy to be back with her. I say it's a selfish thing because you're going to work, yeah. But tourism was never our business and it cannot be our business in this time of crisis. This is time to sit down as a government. And if I were in any leadership position, it would give me great joy to be able to just reposition the country economically, everything. We've been talking about black economic enfranchisement and all these other things for so long. I'm tired hearing the word black. Just make it happen for everybody.
Let me ask you this question, right? When you look at the way this entire episode is playing out, the episode with the videos being made on the beach, the discussions about the difference in treatment of the Jamaican national as opposed to the lady from Britain, is it assisting with the management of the virus, or is it making people more anxious and afraid?
Yes, it is making people more anxious and afraid and agitated.
What would you suggest should be the official response then to try to curb that anxiety and that distrust and that animosity that is developing? Because it can spread. It can get worse.
Yes, it will.
I already have sensed the unease because I saw WhatsApp messages about the Ross University students. I have seen pictures of new armbands, pictures of security placed in the region of the villages of Coverley. I have seen letters proposing to come from people who have properties there or who live there who have anxieties. If those students return to the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, you see how another set of people become concerned. If they go across the Sky Mall, another set of people become concerned. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Good.
My question is,
how do you start managing all this before it explodes across the scene? Because we don't seem to want to stop it before it starts.
That's the problem. But Mr. Johnson, what we've got to do is to get back to our base. And our information must not be from all of these places. We've got to set up a base of information, a national base of information. And we've got to set up rules that are for everybody. Barbadian, national, non-national, black, white, pink, purple. Rules are rules. And that's the problem in Barbados.
How do you get there? No. That we are where we are. How do we get back? How do we pull it back? Because, ma'am, I am telling you, already the notes, the messages, the concerns are circulating about other areas. And I just mentioned the Ross as one of them. But I'm sure there are others too. The list of places that I see circulating, right, that are closed because of suspicions, because of people testing, and they're being circulated on multiple occasions. What are those messages doing for the reputation and for the persons working at those institutions? When they open back up, how would you feel going in to them?
But
yes.
Mr. Johnson, this is happening because we will not take the initiative as a country and say we're either going to close or not close. So we're letting persons take that because of an economic balance. So, and we know we have to balance it economically.
We owe a lot of money. Yeah.
Yes, we know we have to, but sometimes you have to bite the bullet, do it early. Do not wait late. It's doing too much damage to our country. I heard that guest spoke to you from Ukraine as it came out of her mouth afterwards. Mm-hmm. I am sure that she has to be compensated. Where are we going to get all this compensation from? The end dollar is going to be bigger than the one that we are trying to save. Let us sit and reflect as a people. This is not a political issue. This is a national issue. And that's what we need to do. Calm heads. Sit and reflect. We are going to be paying more than we are trying to save. And our people, like me and you, unfortunately, will be paying it. And we don't get it. And our children and our children's children. So I pray we would sit and think as a country, reset like they're calling all these, just reset. Sit, think, and reset. We can do it. It's not that we can't do it. Face it, like I always heard the late Prime Minister ask of it.
Fix it and face it.
We can face it because it's here. We cannot hide from it. It's here. We have to face it, then fix it. Let all truth come from one base. If we have all of this, it is a total... We are heading towards a destruction that we cannot pull back in no time soon. But if we stop now, it's not too late. We need to do something.
I thank you. I really thank you, ma'am. I'm worried about it as well, but I thank you for your comments. Brass Dax, good afternoon. You may get the last word in, I think, if you're there when I go to you. Hello?
Mr. Johnson.
My brother.
Mr. Johnson.
I am listening to you, sir. Hello.
Hey, right, good. How are you?
I am good, sir. You?
Good. I want to ask you a question quickly. I know it's late. What is the right space for a man with? I know it's height. If I'm walking and I open my arms, is that space that my arm opens a considered space that I could cover? That I should cover?
Well, unless you got very short arms, arm's length is. A
Hello? Take it easy. Take it easy.
Unless you have short arms, I think arm's length is a good distance.
So in other words, if I'm 2 feet wide and my arms are 2 feet, and true, if my space is 6 feet, then you believe that? I just answered a question, Mr. Johnson. There's no debate.
The tip from the tip of your fingers extended from the left side to the tip of your finger extended on the right side. Is I usually see my old lady used to measure that as a yard when she didn't have a tape measure. So I presume that that's what it is. Okay. And 3 feet make a yard, so.
I know, Mr. Johnson, I just debated you if you could find the answer. I tell you why you say that. We're going on beaches. By the way, do you know that there's no more high water law in Barbados?
Well, then we need to take it off of where we see
standard,
it.
You know, there's a law passed to stop that. Now, I wonder why the parliamentarians and the senior lawyers don't explain that to the people of Barbados. There's no more high water mark no more in Barbados. The beach is the beach up to your wall. So therefore, nobody can tell you now which part of the beach to go on unless you're keeping noise or doing something and police can't fear for disturbing the peace. But there's the next thing wonderful, Mr. Johnson. I go and rent a chair. I rent a tent. I mean an umbrella. I'm put them down on the beach. I am taking up enough space to cover about 6 people. But you know if I go near the umbrella that they were said that intruding on there, right? How are we going to deal with this kind of situation, Mr. Johnson?
Sir, what we have to, again, make sure is that what you say is not incorrect and that there is a demarcation point which says the area that the beach, sorry, that the hotel or the guest house, or even if you have a private house on the beach, that falls under your purview. And therefore, someone is intruding on your space if they lean up against your gate, or if they're 2 feet away from your gate, or 6 inches away from your gate. I will double check to find out if what you say is accurate, and the next time I happen to be on radio, I will make the correction if I have to do so. Thank you for your contributions on this, the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Thank you, John, for taking care of things technical. For those of you who sent messages and engaged in various ways, including just listening, on behalf of the team, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the week. Until we talk again, take care.